Hello, world. This is Wichita. Morning and evening, Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, brings you the second in a series of programs inspired by the thrilling pages of Wichita history. Music, drama, and song mingled together in a review of the progress of the peerless Princess of the Plains. Listen to the stories of your forefathers as told by the Wichita Eagle. Indians on the warpath. In the year 1874, many Kansas settlers were terrified with the prospects of an Indian uprising. That was just 66 years ago. The exciting story is told in completion in the back files of the Eagle, and it will be retold again tonight. But first, let's listen to the Eagle Concert Orchestra playing the famous Thurla Lorance selection, The Medicine Dance. From the very first editorial up to the latest appearing in the Wichita Eagle, there is a profound expression of pride in this city. Come to Wichita has been an oft-repeated sentence in this paper. And we are happy to welcome now the many new residents who only this week have made Wichita their home. To all new residents not already taking the Eagle, we extend this invitation. Just call the circulation department, dial 24431, and an Eagle carrier will bring you both the morning and evening paper for a full week, free of charge, as a complimentary introduction. Just call the circulation department of the Wichita Eagle. It's dial 24431. The Morning Eagle is the only newspaper published in Wichita that can give the latest possible stock reports and sport news at the earliest possible time. Now we present the First Federal Quartet singing their own version of Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie.
Home to the Lone Prairie, where my loved ones are, there let me be, where the blue bonnets grow and the wind blows free. The buffalo paws o'er a prairie. rattlesnakes hiss, and the crow flies free.
Time to journey backward once again over the road that leads to yesterday. Slowly the tall buildings, the clean, wide streets, and the busy traffic of modern motor cars fades away.
Can't you see your father's writing?
Yes, and doing a mighty bad job of it. I can see where a covered wagon is no place to try to make an entry in a diary.
Hey, you want me to stop the horses, Dad?
Oh, no. Keep them going right along. We'll be rolling into Wichita soon, or my calculations aren't straight at all.
Will it be a big city like Chicago, Daddy?
No, Mary Ann, I'm afraid you won't find Wichita anywhere near the size of Chicago. But we'll find a lot more opportunities.
But will we find Indians out here?
Yes, but they're friendly Indians.
Ah, shucks, they would be. I thought maybe me and Bill would get a chance to do some Indian fighting.
Oh, boy, such ideas.
What's wrong with that, Mom? Joe and me got to get a chance to use these rifles of ours, ain't we?
Yeah. Yeah, and here's our chance right now. Hey, look, there's a buffalo.
Oh,
they're there, right over there. Look, there's two more of them, too. Oh, man, watch me draw a bead on that.
Now, Joe, don't. There's no need to kill them animals. We don't need them for food right now.
Mom, we get paid for buffalo hides. I'll stop the horses, Joe. You plug it.
Okay,
Joe. Gabby.
Oh, look at them. Look, we're big, ain't they?
Shh, quiet, Marianne. You want to spoil my aim?
It's a shame to kill when you don't have to.
Oh, it's all right, Mother. Let the boys go. The government's paying good money for buffalo hides. They want to get rid of them. Go ahead, son. Take careful aim. Bring them down.
Did you get him?
No, now they're scattered. Hey, let's unhitch the horse and ride after them.
Oh, no, you don't. Hey. Now, you boys stay right here in this wagon. We're going to get to Wichita and find our land and get settled.
I could have brung down that buffalo if you folks hadn't been talking so much.
That's all right, Joel. You and me will join a buffalo hunting party and kill plenty of them.
Well, we'll do no such thing. Not till we get our farm all fixed and our crops planted. Laws sakes, we've got oodles to do. Now, you get them horses started right now. Oh, when I think of all the work we got on our hands of getting settled here, well, I just get plumb flustered. Come on now, Bill, whip up them horses.
All right, Mom. Get up there.
Get in.
We're on our way to Wichita.
Yes, and I got to write this down in the diary. Joel shot at his first buffalo and missed.
Yeah, darn it.
August 7, 1873. Oh, Daddy, look!
Where?
Look, ain't that a town?
Yeah,
ain't that
where?
Wichita?
Where?
Well,
where?
Jimmy,
Lord's
sakes, I believe
Come
she's
on,
right.
Get up there, boy. Get up there.
Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up there. Get up
And so many settlers came to Wichita in this manner, their belongings packed in prairie schooners, their hearts filled with courage and hope. Although the railroad was running into Wichita at this time, there were still many who made the long journey from the crowded cities of the East to the open and bountiful prairie land of Kansas. The Wichita Eagle's founder, Colonel Marsh Murdoch, was writing of this country in growing, glowing terms, and his editorials were responsible for much of the emigration from the East. We find this description in the Eagle of January 1st, 1874.
Here is a climate which exactly meets the requirements of the agriculturist, whether he be farmer, orchardist, stockman, or shepherd. In early spring, when the soil is freed from the slender grasp of what little frost it is subject to during the short winter, it is in admirable condition for plowing and preparation for crops. Then comes a season of rains and showers, which lasts into July, when only occasional showers occur to interfere with harvesting operations there. Now, you see there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I tell you, this is great country. That Colonel Murdoch's right.
No, simply because he writes that in his paper. That doesn't make it so, you know.
Oh, but Claire, it is so. Oh, honey, you're going to like this country after you get used to it and sort of get over your being homesick for the East.
No, I'll never like it. How can anyone look forward to anything here?
Why, ain't we got our farmland? And, well, ain't we got our crops all planted? And we got a home built?
Maybe Claire's missing all them pretty parties they have back East.
I'm missing everything they have back East. Parties and the theater.
But we're going to have a show come in at the Varieties Theater in Wichita. It's going to be swell, too. Singing and dancing and everything.
Sure, honey. I read in the paper where it's really going to be good, too.
Oh, the paper says. I hate that paper. Maybe if you hadn't read all about how good it was here, we'd still be in Chicago. We wouldn't be living out here on a desert.
Oh, Claire, now, be reasonable. Wait till you see this country in the spring.
Oh, in the spring.
Joel, that wife of yours sure is a problem.
Oh, now, never mind, Father. Claire's going to be all right. Well, I can understand her feelings, just getting married to Joel and coming out here with us.
Maybe she just isn't cut out for it, huh? This isn't any country for weaklings or pampering. Women got to work as hard as men do.
All right, Dad. Yes, you ought to kind of not say no more.
Mm-hmm.
Claire's going to be all right. I still say I married the best wife in Chicago.
Hey, Joel! Come on! You're holding up the party!
All right, Bill, I'm coming up here.
Joel, you're really going on that buffalo hunting party?
Sure, honey, I got it. We need the money, and, well, we won't be long.
Come on, Joel!
All right, I'm coming. Just a minute. Hey, goodbye, Claire. I'll be back soon, and I'll have plenty of money, too. I'll buy you the finest dress in Wichita, too. Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, son. Be careful.
Oh, don't worry about me.
Don't be careful.
Don't worry, Pa. I'll be all right. Yeah, come. Let's go.
Guess we'd better be bedding down the stock good tonight. Eagle says it's going to get a lot colder.
So this is the mild weather we were promised.
Oh, now, Claire, it doesn't get any colder here than it does back East. In fact, not as bad.
Oh, but you don't notice it as much as... Listen to that wind sweeping over the prairie.
Oh, I do hope Joe and Bill are safe. There was a party of buffalo hunters almost froze to death that last blizzard.
Oh, if we could only hear from them. They've been gone almost 2 months. Not a word from them. Maybe they...
Oh, no. No, Claire. Claire, don't think that. They'll be coming in here loaded with buffalo hide and a howling and a yelling like that blizzard.
Yes, those cold winds that swept over the plains in 1874 were indeed chilling and terrible. And there were few trees to break the rapid rush of the wind as it drove its icy needles deep into the skin of the settlers. But winter was not long in spending its force that year, and a glorious springtime greeted Wichita.
Plant trees, lots of trees, Basil says.
That's what I was doing, Daddy. I went down to the river and got some cottonwood sprigs.
You did.
Mama and me are planting them all around.
Oh, that's fine. Eagle says the mistake made by 3/4 of the new towns in Kansas was a neglect to plant trees.
And we're going to have a garden and flowers and... Oh, it's going to be so pretty. Even Claire says it'll be nice.
Marianne, bring those sprigs over here.
I want to get some trees to make a windbreak for the house.
Yes, Mama. I'm coming. Yeah.
Bless my faith, it's Joel and Phil. Oh, they're back. Claire, Claire, your husband's come back.
Hi, Mom. Dad.
Claire.
Joel, I'm so glad you're back. I've been so worried.
Oh, we had a time of it, but we got plenty of buffalo hides.
Yeah,
though.
Come on. Yeah. We got to get over to the Eagle office. Got plenty of news for Colonel Murdoch.
What is it, Bill? What is it?
We got to tell them about the Indians.
The Indians?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on the warpath down around Medicine Lodge.
They're expecting trouble all around here. We came up on a camp a few days ago, and you should have seen
it. It was awful. They'd killed every man in the outfit.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah. We must not have missed them far. The campfires were still smoking when we got there. I guess those Redskins really surprised.
They must have put up a fight, too. But the Indians won. You could see scalp men laying all over the ground. And
oh,
they...
come on, Bill. Don't you see you're scaring the folks? Let's get down to the paper and tell Colonel Murdoch what
sure.
we got.
Sure. Let's go.
Indians on the warpath. Reports coming from every direction. Terrifying reports of massacres and uprisings. Many were leaving their homes and rushing into Wichita.
Oh, they'll kill us. Burn our homes. Carry away our children. Oh, I've heard how they do.
We left everything we had and just came on in here.
Suppose they'll attack the town? They've got to get the army out of them. None of us will be safe.
There's a regiment moving out today. Not many, but some.
They said it was awful around Medicine Lodge.
There go the soldiers. They're leaving the town.
We ought to make them stay here.
What do we do if the Indians head this way?
Now, folks, listen here, all of you. There's no need of that.
Oh, listen to him, Claude. I suppose he thinks the Indians won't attack.
Yeah. Keep quiet. That's W.C. Woodman. He knows plenty about the Indians.
Thank you, friends. There's no need for this town to get so excited.
But what about those scalping? What about the killing? It's Medicine Lodge.
Yes, yes, I know that. But Medicine Lodge is over 100 miles from here. And no hostile Indians have been seen in this region of the state for years.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, say what about the Indians down on the border? What about the way they steal horses and kill?
I'll tell you about that, sir. The Indians get blamed for a lot of things they don't do. There are bands of professional horse thieves who roam the borders disguised as Indians. They kill and plunder and steal.
Woodman's right. There's plenty of that done.
Yes, plenty of it. And I'll venture to assert that for every scalp and horse taken by the Indians on the Kansas border, 10 lives and horses may be attributed to these organizations of white people.
There's Colonel Murdoch. What do you say about it, Colonel?
I agree very heartily with Mr. Whitman, and I'd appreciate it if he would consent to write his opinions for my paper.
Thank you, Colonel. I'll be glad to. This unnecessary panic must be stopped for the good of the town.
And through the articles published in the Eagle, much was accomplished to effect a calming influence on the anxious citizens. And no hostile Indians came near Wichita, although bloody fighting took place along the border and in territory farther away. But now, a much more dangerous menace faced Wichita. Drought, hot, scorching sun, endless days without rain, anxious farmers eagerly scanning an all too blue sky, hopeful for rain clouds.
No sign of rain, is there, Pa?
No sign. Everything's getting a scorching.
Oh, Lordy, it's hot. We could just get one little bit of rain.
Well, you'll find it here. Oh, Joel, let's leave this country. Let's go back where things are settled.
Oh, Claire, we can't do that. We're going to be all right here. The crops aren't ruined yet anyway.
Yes, Joel's right, Claire. Hold on, dear. Things are still pretty, and the rain will come.
Oh, I suppose the Eagle says the rain will come, and it will.
Now, Claire.
Oh, why don't you face the truth? What do we have here? First, we live in terror of our lives, not knowing whether the Indians will scalp us or not. And then we see everything we planned burn, scorched, and ruined. And that paper with its talk of the beautiful climate, the climate that challenges the world for health, water in abundance, the finest natural roads in the world, 50 cents for corn, and a good market for all things.
But that's true. Did you ever think Colonel Murdoch's putting his papers through? This is just a bad year. Everyone says that.
But it'll break. We've got to have faith. We've got to believe in this country and work for it.
Well, you can work for it, but I'm not. I'm through. Through going through winters of cold misery, summers of droughts, through walking through mud on the streets, of living on land with hardly any trees.
Claire, don't say that. This is going to be great country, but it can't all happen in a minute or in a week or a month. We've only been here since 73, hardly a year.
Well, that's long enough for me. I'm going back east. Are you coming with me, Joe?
Claire, you don't mean it.
Answer my question. Are you coming with me?
Well, I reckon not, Claire. I put in my lot in this country here. I believe like most people do here. I'm still staking my faith on what Colonel Murdoch's writing in that paper of his. I've seen the same things he has. Seen what this country can be when we get it all settled. And I'm not going to leave it just when we're getting started.
Well, then you may stay. But I'm going. I'm going to pack and take the first train out of here.
Claire.
Oh, Joe, maybe she don't mean it. I'll try to talk to her, son.
No, it won't do no good, Mom. I guess Claire does hate it out here. But if she'd only... Oh, gee, it's quiet and sultry today. Seems like there ain't a breath of air stirring nowhere.
There's something in the air. I can feel it. Been feeling it all day.
Yeah.
Listen, what's that?
What?
That sound. It's sort of humming and a buzzing.
Mommy, Daddy, a cyclone's a-coming. Looky in the sky.
No, that ain't a cyclone, child. That's no cyclone at all.
But what is it?
Well, it ain't a thunderhead, no. Because the sun's showing right through it.
What? I've never seen nothing like it. Wonder what in the thunder it could be.
See, there's Neighbor Woodman. I wonder if he knows.
The grasshoppers are coming. Droves of them. What? Millions of them. Greeting everything in sight. Get some smudge fire started. Hurry, hurry!
With every ounce of their strength, the Wichitans fought this scourge. Grasshoppers, immense, ugly, voracious, eating grain, gardens, even wood. Crunching, hopping, hissing, stacking high in the fields, in the roads, in the homes. Every man, woman, and child turned out to battle them. Smudge fires were hastily built, but the grasshoppers were almost too much for the citizens. For 2 days and nights, these pests destroyed the dreams and hopes of the population. And when they were gone, a tired, discouraged populace sat down to face the dismal picture of destroyed crop and garden.
My garden, the thunder planet, it's so gone. Oh, let up, I'm
Don't cry, Marianne. Everything's gone. Your little garden was just a small part of it.
Oh, Pa. Pa, this is the first time I ever felt like crying since I've been out here. This just sort of takes everything away. Seems like nothing's left. All our work and all our planning, and now it's all gone. All in the dirty gullets of them stinking critters.
Oh, now, don't cry, Mom. We'll plant some more crops. Claire, what are you doing here?
What do you think I'm doing? I've been fighting grasshoppers.
But you... I thought you said that you were...
Yes, but I can change my mind, can't I? I helped to plant this land. I might have hated it, but I wouldn't go away and let those filthy insects eat it up.
No, Claire, you stayed. You fought, too. Oh, listen, nothing can get us down. Come on, Mom. Come on, Dad. Let's get this place cleared. We've got work to do.
Hey, Joe! Bill!
Yeah?
Martin! Come on into town. It's going to be a meeting.
Sure.
Talk over the things to do. Grasshoppers get much of your place?
Everything but the house.
Me, too.
We'll lick this country yet, won't we, Mom?
Oh, sure we will. You bet your life we will. Come on, Claire. Let's join the men folks at the meeting. It'll take more than grasshoppers to get our chins down. At least there's one good thing about this.
What's that, Mom?
Well, we won't have to feed them chickens for a week. They're so full of grasshoppers.
Start me with hands who are sound.
And so ends our stories from the files of the Wichita Eagle. The story of the dreadful drought, the grasshopper plague of 1874. And now let's listen to a modern version of Yankee Doodle. Every Sunday evening by the Wichita Eagle, the paper that is first in news, first in sports, and first in comics and features, and the home of the finest serial stories. Just 20 cents a week will bring you both papers and the huge Sunday edition with its 8 pages of colored comics and many features. Get the accurate picture of the world. Read history in the making in both your morning and evening Eagle.